This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are getting older, all of us. Baby boomers in particular are retiring, and as they get older, they get sicker. And that is having, and will keep on having for years, a big impact on this economy. Nursing homes come to mind. Lots of us would probably rather age at home, but most of us are probably going to need care and facilities that can offer more support. Now, how much support is enough support? The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have proposed a rule setting minimum staffing requirements for nursing homes. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the plan to improve patient care like that is running into some problems of the current economy.
The proposed rule requires long-term care facilities to have a registered nurse on call 24/7 and set a minimum number of hours RNs and nurses' aides spend with patients each day. The proposal is open for public comment now, and thousands of people have already weighed in, including 62-year-old Alicia Gordon, who read me some of her comment.
Many of the facilities in the USA are death traps. I've seen firsthand. It makes me sick to know when I can't afford care for myself, I'll be left to die in a hellhole.
She lives in Annandale, Virginia, and says she's been a caregiver for decades for her husband, her sister, her father until he passed, and now her mother. Gordon says she avoids letting family members spend the night alone in a hospital or nursing home.
It's not the quality of the care that's available, it's the amount of care that's on duty. The nurses, for the most part, are amazing. They're overworked. They're exhausted. There's just not enough bodies.
And that's actually the same reason why the nursing home industry says they oppose these rules as currently written. There just aren't enough bodies. Martin Allen is with the American Healthcare Association, an industry group for skilled nursing and assisted living facilities.
We would like to hire more nurses and nursing assistants in order to meet this mandate, but they're just not there. And while there is a phase-in for this proposal, you know, we don't think that it's realistic.
And for evidence, folks in the industry point to what's already happening. At the nonprofit Virginia Mennonite Retirement Community in Harrisonburg, Virginia, whole wings of the skilled nursing facility sit empty. Rebecca Klein is an RN and director of nursing there and says they technically have space for 120 patients, but only have staffing for 90, and just barely. Klein says she's constantly trying to fill open jobs.
So we have approximately 3 full-time nurse positions and multiple part-time and flex positions.
Plus, she wants to hire another 10 certified nurses assistants. But competition is tough, and not just in Virginia. According to Leading Age, which represents nonprofit aging services, we'd need another 90,000 nurses to meet the proposed mandate. In the meantime, facilities all over the country are short-staffed, and that's exhausting for the nurses who are working. Joan Strassner is a licensed nurse practitioner and care guide at VMRC.
Sometimes I miss some stuff, but all of that is just to say that resident care comes first, and I'm not going to sit and read emails if someone needs a shower.
Or just wants to spend some quality time with her.
Do you want to do just a little talk with Jesus?
Yeah, that's it.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services proposal calls for a staggered implementation. In the meantime, Deb Bakurjian at the Betty Irene Moore School of Nursing at UC Davis says the industry could be raising wages and investing more in training to address the staffing shortage.
If we don't pay attention to this, we're going to have some terrible outcomes as more and more of our older adults get to this time in their life where they may need extra help.
The comment period on CMS's proposed rules closes on November 6th. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.